This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 7. Questions, questions. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 15. Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them, they are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." When children are small, they pepper us with questions. Why? Where? How? What does that mean? Although at times this may feel annoying to us, it shows that the children are listening. Peter asked Jesus lots of questions. As Jesus wrapped up a harsh critique of the people's religious leaders, who were often more concerned about dietary laws than about how they treated people, Jesus told a brief parable that ended with these words, "If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter was confused about Jesus' meaning, so he asked for clarification. And in response, Jesus asked, "Don't you see that what makes you impure is not what you eat, but what is in your heart?" Like faithful Jews of that day, Peter and the other disciples paid close attention to the religious dietary laws of their time. But keeping those laws while letting sin into their hearts would be a terrible mistake, Jesus asserted. He was also pointing ahead to when he would fulfill the law and become the people's true source of righteousness. At the risk of embarrassment, Peter was right to ask Jesus for clarification. Traditions and our own understandings can fail us, and when we turn to the Lord for understanding, he will provide what we need to keep our hearts in line with his plan for our lives. Do you need guidance? Never stop asking Jesus to lead and guide you. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of your Spirit to lead and guide us as we trust and follow you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.